Surely, I know you wanted to get LeBlanc a win because he deserved to get a win for that. But Simmons had been rough on him the first two times up. Is that the reason you made that move?
Yeah, I mean, that's the move. I mean, you know, clearly like to get him a win, but we want to get our team a win first and foremost. And Wade's a team guy. He did a great job. You know, wish we'd been able to scratch a little bit earlier for him, but, you know, did come back, get it tied. And, can't only want to go ahead and erase Simmons because we're pretty comfortable they were going to go to Kepler. So go ahead and do that. And, you know, Simmons got a hit off the right field, but then Hells did a great job on Kepler.
You think that's the first time you've lifted a pitcher after he caught a pop-up on the mound?
Well, I don't think there's many opportunities, right? I mean, to Mad Dog and Gertie's credit and our fundamentals, we work on pop-ups quite a bit in spring training, but Wade wasn't there. we do trust, but he's a good athlete. So, yeah, I don't know. I have to go back to my Rolodex, think if I've ever taken a guy out after he's caught a pop-up on the mound.
He said it was the first one he's caught in his whole career.
Is that right? Well, glad he caught it.
Thank you.
No, he did a great job, you know.
Brendan Schaefer, KMOB.
Mike, when it looked like Harrison might have gotten the big hit there and Simmons was able to keep it in the infield, how important to see Tommy come up and tip the at bat that he does, and particularly against a right-handed pitcher in country for you guys?
Yeah, that was impressive. That was good. You know, he's actually taken better bats in the last couple of weeks from the left side. And, you know, he's turning over against guys that the ball's not moving away from him a little bit. So, Harrison, nice game. You know, he had a nice sack fly, manufactured run in the fourth with O'Neill getting on, taking it back, Yachty getting him over, and Harrison, you know, getting the nice sack fly. And then, you know, hits a missile, and, you know, Simmons, athletic guy, knocked it down, set the stage up for Tommy, and, you know, fouled one off himself, and then, got with two strikes. Done a great job with two strikes and just put a good swing on the ball for a big three-run double.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Yeah, Mike, you kind of just alluded to it, but how important is the speed that you have to kind of throughout this lineup on the game sort of decide somewhat in the margins, obviously. You know, it kind of pretty big, but, you know, very close hit and the manufacturer, how big is that just for you guys to be able to take advantage of that?
Yeah, speed was important for us tonight. You know, O'Neill got the bag, which allowed Yachty to move him like we talked about. And then, you know, Harrison at first base on Tommy's ball. You know, he's off on two-strike, two-out swing and got a good jump. And, you know, but ball kicked over a little bit and he was flying around the bases. And that was, you know, clearly a big run for us. So, you know, it's important.
What do you see from Tommy when he's on the base? It seems like he always has a very presence of what he's doing, you know, when to tag up, when to steal a bag, when's the best opportunity for him. What does he provide just as a spark, I guess, when he's actually on base and able to do for you guys there?
Yeah, that's the thing about, you know, with Tommy. I mean, and I allude to this all the time. It just sticks in my head, obviously, to bring it up as much as I do. But, you know, Gary LaRocque, our farm director, who's just an amazing baseball guy, would always say, we talk about players, how does he beat the other team? And Eddie does that in a lot of different ways. You know, he's got our best defensive run saved in the infield, had in the outfield there for a while also. You know, he switch hits, which helps. But then he's a really good base runner. You know, he's done some things that some nuanced things that helped us win some big games. And you know, that's why I like the guy in there, because he so many things he can do to help you win. And, you know, he got him a bag tonight, and just a good player. He's a smart player.
Thank you.
Back to Kamish.
Tommy batted right-handed again a couple days ago in Cleveland, 2 days in a row. Is that something he's going to continue to do against certain pitchers or not?
Yes, sir. You know, there's an evaluation that he does before the series with the hitting guys. And based on, like I said, the movement of guys' pitches, not going away from him too much, or way he feels like he's got an advantage from the right side, he'll hit right-handed.
Excellent.
Yeah. One thing I feel to follow up with your question about LeBlanc, he did a good job, but that was a big, big fourth, what he was able to get out of there with the bases loaded and went out. and he did a really nice job. Kept his composure, made pitches.
Yeah, I asked him about that ball that Polanco hit, and he said he should have caught it first, and then Tommy thought the ball was going to come to him anyway. Did you think that too, if LeBlanc had not touched it at all?
Based on where he positioned, yes. I think it was going to Tommy, but, you know, Wade's a good athlete.